from Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning, 927. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak. Hope you're having a great day. A little wet outside. More rain moving into the area, but we're drying here. I have Paul Shemp with me this morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It was good. Good drive down through the southern Illinois rainforest. as it seems that we have a rain shower every single day, but I'm doing well. Glad to be with you this morning in the 618 area code. I'll be traveling north later today for an event, and it's just everything's good. The campaign for governor is going well, but it really has ramped up. We're going to have, you know, over the next 5 days, we've got five different events in different parts of the state. So we are going, but it's good to have a morning here in the 618 area code.
All right, I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and get a break out of the way, and we'll come back and we'll dive into some of these topics. All right, you're listening to the People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. It is 9:33. I'm Jeff again. This is the People Speak, talking today with Paul Shemp. How are you doing again? I already asked you that, so let's just move right on in. But as you mentioned, you know, a lot of things going on, a lot of events and stuff coming up. And
well, I would say, probably event-wise, you know, we do have a number of events going in southwestern Illinois. So if people want to come out and see me or meet with me, we do have three opportunities here, you know, within the next month for people to do that. Really starts with tomorrow evening. That's Wednesday night, the 9th of June. I'm going to be in Alto Pass. You know, that's Union County. Some of your Jackson County listeners may want to go down there, but I will be at Havisham House in Alto Pass at 6 p.m. Tomorrow night. We're having just a low dollar fundraiser down there. And then really our two big fundraising events for the summer are coming up on June 24th and June 25th. First, on June 24th, we're having our Let Freedom Ring dinner. It's going to be at Belcourt Manor in Belleville. That's a change of location. Our original venue, Sugar Spring Ranch in Monroe County, had a heartbreaking fire, you know, and the venue was lost, so we had to relocate it to Belcourt Manor. But what's neat about that event is we're going to have Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft is going to come across the river and be our keynote speaker at that dinner. So that should be a really good event. That's on Thursday, June 24th. It's at Belcourt Manor in Belleville. And then on Friday, June 25th, we are having our golf tournament at the Acorns Golf Links in Monroe County. And the golf tournament is in the afternoon. So those are two of our big fundraising events coming up. We're looking forward to both of those. They should be really good. So those are the three kind of southwestern Illinois events that we have on the calendar coming up. You know, as far as just policy issues with the campaign, what we're talking about, we made a major announcement this past Friday. We announced a proposal for an Illinois Parents Bill of Rights. And, you know, predictably, the progressives went crazy over that, which just tells me that it is desperately needed. But the idea behind this Illinois Parents Bill of Rights is, I think based on the legislation and some of the proposals that we've seen the last couple years, it really is time for us to reset and reevaluate the relationship between the parents of Illinois and their government. One of the things that I believe fundamentally is that It should be a parent's ultimate decision about their children's health care and about their education. Probably the maddest I got while I was a state senator was, I think it was 2 years ago, there was a bill that passed the Illinois Senate, but this was a bill that was saying that the state of Illinois was going to start providing contraception to children age 12 and older without even the consent or informing the parents. And, you know, my boys right now, they're 13 and 15. At the time, they were 11 and 13. And the idea that schools were going to be giving children contraception without even bothering to tell the parents just really ticked me off. Because as a parent, I will put up with a lot. I mean, I will put up with high taxes. I will put up with incompetent government in the state of Illinois. You know, we've seen that. Mm-hmm. But what I will not tolerate or accept at all is the state of Illinois telling me how to raise my boys or interfering with my ability to raise my boys according to the values that I believe in. Mm-hmm. So that infuriated me when that bill passed. And then we now have had a bill that passed just this last legislative session where we're starting, a comprehensive sex ed bill. But thanks to that bill that passed, we're now going to have sex ed in kindergarten in Illinois schools. And they say, well, oh, it's age appropriate. Well, I don't care whether it's age appropriate or not. At that point, I want you to be teaching our children how to read. You don't even, you know, educators shouldn't be worrying about that. So that really is what prompted me to make this proposal for an Illinois Parents Bill of Rights. And it's the idea that parents should be the ones making education decisions for their kids. They exercise control of their kids' education through the election and empowerment of local school boards. It's local school boards that need to be making curriculum decisions, not the Illinois State Board of Education, and certainly not the Illinois General Assembly. But it's also the idea that parents should have the final responsibility and say in their children's health. And also it touches on the fact that the transition from childhood to adulthood, that is something that should be controlled by parents, not by state governments. So that's the idea behind the Illinois Parents Bill of Rights. You can see the whole thing on my website, Schimpf4Illinois.com, or if you go to my Facebook page, Paul Schimpf for Illinois on Facebook, you can see the Parents Bill of Rights proposal there. But it's something that we're going to be messaging heavily on throughout the next year. And that's because I think this is going to be one of the kind of fundamental threshold issues of this election is going to be, you know, who do you want to have control? Is it parents or should it be the government of Illinois? I think probably when asked that question, I would say probably 90% of the people of Illinois would agree with the statement that, yes, parents, not the government, should have the ultimate responsibility and authority for their kids' education and health care.
Right. And schools typically in past years have been more concerned with academics, you know, your reading, writing, arithmetic per se. You know, I mean, they, as I've heard said numerous times, these state boards, national boards and all that, they don't know each individual child's circumstances, what, you know, what their parents are doing in that. And then they come in, they step in, they overstepping their bounds, stepping into the parents' territory. And that just...
Well, one of the things that I said, you know, my fellow senators got sick of me saying this when I was in the Illinois Senate, because I said it an awful lot, but it was worth saying, and it's still true. The Illinois Senate or the Illinois House of Representatives, you know, should not be acting like a board of education. The idea that our local school board elections are important is absolutely true. And the reason that a school board election is important is because the school boards need to be making decisions about our kids' education. And one of the things that's good about having school boards do that is school board members are not only accessible to parents, like, for instance, you know, I've got the contact information for all the school board members in the Waterloo School District where my kids go to school. If there's something that I find out about that I don't like, I can call them up and ask a question. So school board, local school boards are not only, they are accessible to parents, but they are also accountable to parents. You know, if you don't like the way your school district is doing business, you can hold people accountable. And that's the problem with having the Illinois State Board of Education making all these decisions, because the members of the Illinois State Board of Education are appointed by the governor. They are not elected. They are not accessible. They are not accountable. So, you know, right now, it would shock you how much power the Illinois State Board of Education has in the Illinois Superintendent of Schools has. You know, and this is another person that is appointed, not somebody that is accessible or accountable to the voters at all. So I think we really need to do a reset between the relationship between Illinois parents and their government, because we've kind of lost a little bit of perspective, and we have unelected bureaucrats who, like you said, Jeff, don't understand the communities. They are the ones that are making decisions, whether it's curriculum decisions or whether it's unfunded mandates. Where, you know, and that's a, you know, that's something, if you talk to school boards and administrators, they will pull their hair out over that. They get a mandate from the Illinois General Assembly or from the Illinois State Board of Education saying that they have to provide, you know, this training or this equipment, but there's no funding to go with that. Mm-hmm. You know, imagine if we had a constitutional amendment that said, you know, the primary responsibility for education and health care of children shall lie with the parents. Or you model it after the Second Amendment, saying the right of parents to supervise, you know, their children's education and health care shall not be infringed. You know, then maybe if we have a boneheaded mandate that comes out of the General Assembly or comes from the State Board of Education, you know, it could be sued and you know, it could be tossed out in court. Mm-hmm. But I really think the idea that, you know, we need to say that parents have the authority, that is overdue, and I think it's desperately needed, and that's one of the issues that I'm running on for Illinois governor.
Yeah, that's an important issue, because, I mean, it's something that's, like, in the news right now, a lot of things that are going on in different places other than just here, but, you know, I'd mentioned one I'd heard earlier, but, you know, I mean, parents, in essence, their rights as parents have been taken away, you know, somewhat by...
Well, and it's, you know, it's just this really, it's part of the larger issue where we have a very, very expansive government. The scope of government is ever increasing. And we're not just talking about higher taxes that people have to pay. We're talking about the exponential growth of the administrative agencies. For instance, a few months ago, people were up in arms, and people are still very upset about the culturally responsive teaching standards, where the teacher certification standards now include political considerations. You know, we say the teachers, if we're going to have teachers, you know, if you're going to become certified as a teacher in Illinois, you're supposed to, you know, have a commitment that you're going to, you know, teach based on assumptions that we have a racist society. So, you know, these culturally responsive teaching standards really politicize the profession much more than it had previously been. But the important thing to understand is those standards were not put in place by the legislature. They were put in place by an administrative agency, the Illinois State Board of Education. And the Illinois State Board of Education is just one of many administrative agencies in the state of Illinois, whether it's the Department of Agriculture, whether it's the Department of Public Health that was shutting down businesses. Mm-hmm. But you have these administrative agencies that are really, they are the ones that are expanding their power. They are the ones that are affecting people's lives on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And that's something that really a lot of people don't realize is happening. Now, the good news is when I'm elected governor, you know, I can pull back a lot of these administrative rules that have been pushed. I'll be able to pull those back, and we will rein in the administrative agencies in the state of, Illinois. But that's going to, it's going to take a new governor. You know, J.B. Pritzker is quite happy, you know, with the scope of government being expanded.
Exactly. We got another break here. Let's go ahead and throw that in here, and we'll come back and talk some more with Paul Schimpf here on The People Speak right after this. And welcome back again, talking with Paul Schimpf today, and we were talking about the Parents' Bill of Rights here just a minute ago. Another thing that's, I guess, in the news, and it's, you know, affects a lot of the different areas, is the legislative map.
Well, the one of the things that was passed as part of the end of the legislative session before June 1st was the Illinois General Assembly did pass a new set of legislative maps. So we're talking about the district boundaries for the Illinois Senate and the Illinois House districts. We're not talking about the congressional districts. Mm-hmm. So Mike Boss still doesn't know what his district is going to look like yet. But Terry Bryant, our senator, Dave Freeze, our representative, they have new maps to look at. And what's interesting about this is, of course, the maps were drawn by politicians. They were drawn by the Democratic majority in the Illinois General Assembly to favor the Democrats. And they were not, we don't know exactly what data they used, because the census data, which is the latest and most accurate data, is not available yet. But they, in order to preserve their power to draw the maps they wanted to draw, the Democrats had to pass new legislative maps by June 30th. And since, you know, they were not going to be scheduled to be in session anywhere close to the end of June, they wanted to finish that up before they left Springfield on May 31st. So we have a new set of legislative maps, and before people could even really ramp up the pressure on Governor Pritzker to veto this outrageous politically drawn map, he signed it into law right away, which is, it's interesting, because candidate Pritzker, when he was running for Illinois governor, said, I want a legislative map that is drawn by an independent commission. I don't want a map drawn by politicians. I will veto a map drawn by politicians. So anyway, you know, one of the things that I've realized for a long time, and hopefully more people are realizing now, is every statement, every promise that comes out of J.B. Pritzker's mouth apparently has an expiration date that goes with it. So that promise that he was going to fight for a map drawn by an independent commission, that apparently expired, and he went ahead and signed this politician-drawn map with these ridiculously politically motivated new districts that are not compact. You know, it's gerrymandered in the worst possible way to try to favor the Democrats. And this is another promise broken by J.B. Pritzker. It's another example of J.B. Pritzker failing. And you know, it's funny, you hear the political leaders of Illinois talk about, you know, sometimes they'll complain about, well, the people of Illinois don't trust their government. Well, exactly right, they don't. And this is a classic example of why people don't trust their government, because really every candidate and every elected official in Illinois has kind of gone on the record and said, I want a map drawn by an independent commission. I want a fair map. I don't want a map that is politically drawn. But yet, here we go. We once again have a politically drawn map. And that's why people in Illinois don't trust their government. And if you, it's not a tough concept. If you want people to trust you, act trustworthy. Work hard, tell the truth, and keep your promises. But that seems to be something that Illinois politicians are not capable of doing. I think that's one of the reasons why people of Illinois are responding so positively to my campaign, because I keep my promises. I also believe that politics, elected office, should be a temp job, not a career. And when I was being considered for a federal judge position, I did not run for reelection because I believe that voters deserved, you know, candidates who were committed to the offices that they were running for. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yes, it had political consequences, you know, for me. I'm not an Illinois senator anymore, but it was, you know, I 100% stand behind the idea that I didn't run for re-election because I had no business running for re-election because I was angling for a federal judge position. Mm-hmm. And I had no business running for re-election as an Illinois senator. But unfortunately, that mindset that to lead is to serve seems like it's in short supply in Illinois government. You know, but the idea is, you know, you have your political positions, but you also have to realize you work for the people of Illinois. You owe it to them to tell the truth, work hard, and above all, keep your promises. And that's something that our current governor doesn't seem to understand. And the people of Illinois will not trust their government until J.B. Pritzker is gone.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like you said, you tell someone something. If you don't hold to that, then any trust they can have in you is gone. I mean, how anyone could believe anything he says now?
I believe he's a well-intentioned man. You know, and we need to get the toxicity out of our government. But you know, the fact is, Illinois. You know, the people of Illinois are not failing. It's the government of Illinois that is failing. Mm-hmm. Our state is being held back by an incompetent government. And we really do have, in addition to our financial challenges, we have what I've been calling the Pritzker leadership deficit in Illinois. We need leadership out of our government. We don't need hyper-partisan politics. We need somebody that can unite us and talk about what it's going to take to bring our people together and bring Illinois back to its potential.
Right. So, all right. Well, it sounds like we're out of time, but I appreciate you stopping in today.
No, always good to be here, and we'll talk again next month.
All right. It sounds good. Yeah. You'd be busy between now and then, though.
I will. It is. It's a lot of work, a lot of ground to cover, but good talking with you this morning, Jeff.
All right. Good talking with you, too. Paul Shimp here on The People Speak this morning. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.